is to be noted. He should lead the life of a religious student until he finishes his education. Dhamma is obedience to the command of the Shastra, a holy writ of the Hindus, to do certain things, such as the performance of sacrifices, which are not generally done because they do not belong to this world, and produce no visible effect, and not to do other things, such as eating meat, which is often done because it belongs to this world and has visible effects. Dhamma should be learnt from the Shrutai, holy writ, and from those conversant with it. Artha is the acquisition of arts, land, gold, cattle, wealth, equipages, and friends. It is, further, the protection of what is acquired and the increase of what is protected. Artha should be learnt from the king's officers and from merchants who may be versed in the ways of commerce. Kama is the enjoyment of appropriate objects by the five senses of hearing, feeling, seeing, tasting, and smelling, assisted by the mind together with the soul. The ingredient in this is a peculiar contact between the organ of sense and its object, and the consciousness of pleasure which arises from the contact is called kama. Kama is to be learnt from the Kama Sutra, aphorisms on love, and from the practice of citizens.